All right, what's up there, Spaceship Earth? Thanks for tuning in to another video. Welcome, welcome. We are joined by Britt Edwards from Georgia, and we're going to be talking about one of the amazing topics that he's going to offer in his course and also on the webinar that's in May. So check the link below, check it out, register online at quantumcollective.world. And Britt, just a little quick background on like what we're going to talk, like what is the Cathara grid mechanics today, but what actually got you into Cathara grid mechanics specifically? Was it a certain event, a book you read? Like, what got you into that?
Got you. So, Cathara grid. Well, the mechanics of the Cathara grid is basically the flower of life. So when people see Kabbalah, that's the flower of life. This is the 12-point flower of life. So what got me into this was this is a key. So previous video we talked about Kylantic science. This is the actual name of the geometry of the Chris code of the source code, holofractal geometry of our time matrix from micro to macro, from the tiniest particle unit, 800 billion times smaller than an atom, to the biggest galaxy, solar system, cosmic universe. This is the geometry that it is based on. It is the shape that source consciousness chose to take on when it wanted to crystallize itself into a hologram as a multidimensional
That
system.
just sounds
This is the
beautiful. That's
geometry.
awesome.
Great, exciting. Yeah. It's the bare minimum, so it's a hexagon. It's a 2-to-1 hexagon. So when you see a regular hexagon, that's just 1-to-1. So it makes a circle. This is a 2-to-1. It's 2 times as tall as it is wide, and it has 90 degrees on top and bottom. So it's a square with a 90-degree roof with a 90-degree bottom. That's all it is. And when you take this shape and you put it inside of itself, it will shift 45 degrees and scale down at a certain ratio, which is 2 squared. And if you keep doing that, it'll produce its own spiral inside of itself and outside of itself. So it's a perfect harmonic 2-to-1 octave. If you know musical notes, this is the geometry of an octave and how an octave scales up and down the notes. This is this spatial temporal holofractal crystalline plasma symbol code, scalar wave geomancy that all life is based on. Musical scales based on an electromagnetic spectrum is based on.
Now, I know
Anyway.
also in this course, in the webinar, you're going to talk about just really one topic because that's just one day. But in your full course, you're going to talk about many topics. And I know that this ties in also to the morphogenic field, which, as I understand, is what they call the 100 monkey effect. And for me, in my awakening process, that's sort of like what Team 144 is sort of going for, is like when we hit peak consciousness or the monkey effect. It's when enough of us fully awaken to our higher self-realization of God's self that will upload to the morphogenic field that will allow the entire planet to embody that consciousness. And this is the
Well,
basically geometry and science behind it.
it won't upload it, but the field is already there. It'll allow the beings to consciously connect, consciously be aware of this connection, and being aware of that connection that's already there, then they can utilize, access, and harness the different dimensional frequency bands and different stations of consciousness and in that field consciously. Because it's already there, they're already connected to it, they're already uploaded to it. It's just if they're not consciously aware, then they cannot consciously utilize and access and co-create through that field with that field as the field. That's the issue.
So
So
you would
it's
be
educating
teaching the,
people on a system that's already there.
so you'll be teaching the mechanics, the geometry, the functions of how that works.
Yes. What it looks like, how it works, what does it encompass? And then basically anything, the when, how, where, what, anything question you have, it's in Kylantic science in great detail. And I have taken the liberty and the time and the energy to educate myself, to become obsessed with this and make it my life so that I can be a mechanism of clarity regardless.
Well, I know that when I do my morning ritual meditation, that I power up my Cathara grid every day, and I've noticed a shift and difference in my life. And I know that many others watching this video have too. So I'm super excited to see the webinar and to learn from you as well. And I'm sure a lot of people out there are excited as well. One last question is, so if I do learn more about cathartic grid mechanics and the morphogenic field, how is that going to impact someone's life, Britt? What would you say that's going to do for them, do for their life by learning this stuff?
Of course. So most humans, you know, at a base philosophical level, we want love, we want happiness. But really what I've come to realize and know, and I've from 2 years of teaching this class, is that people want clarity. They want clarity around, if they want to become a millionaire, to be happy, they want the clarity of every step they need to take from A to B, from zero-naire to millionaire. That's what really people want. In their spiritual life and their love life, they want clarity. So the cathartic grid will give you clarity. It will give you the structure, the blueprint behind everything in life. And then drawing it, looking at it, studying it, reading it, visualizing it will allow your consciousness to become integrated, balanced, harmonized. It'll balance your nervous system, you know, because when you look at something, it's affecting your brain. That's sending signals to your body. It'll balance your nervous system, your blood pressure, your brain waves. And in this state, you will be able to access higher levels of consciousness of your own. You'll be able to heal your body by working with the frequency and the structure that actually brings healing. What is healing? Healing is bringing equilibrium to a simple, it's bringing equilibrium, balance, harmony, and structure, which is negentropic, to a system that is currently decaying and dying, which is entropy. So it helps with everything. And by drawing it, reading about it, visualizing it, and just pondering on this, it'll bring that symmetrical harmonic balance on emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual level of all of your life. You get as much of it as you want. Literally, you're only limited by your intentions.
By getting a better understanding of the mechanics and the geometry and how things work, you could basically embody that more into your own lifestyle to live a healthier,
more conscious life. Yes, it's helping you access higher levels of consciousness so you can achieve the things that you truly want to achieve directly, consciously, organically, eternally, and just. Anyway, it just gives you, it's the key code. If you want happiness, you want healing, you want expansion of consciousness, you want activating your macabre, this is the phone number that you use to get that.
Nice.
That's it.
I like that. Yeah. Well, I'm going to be calling on the webinar. I'm going to be calling up. Hey.
Oh, but real quick before, so cathara is three words, ka, tha, ra. Ka meaning light, tha meaning sound, and ra meaning one. So the name itself is literally light, sound, one. That's it. Mm. So that is the electrical and magnetic template for all of life. Of you. It's you. It's literally you at your most core crystal form. This is the crystalline form of your consciousness on all levels.
Awesome.
From carbon to plasma.
Starbro, yes, I'm sir. Super, super excited to learn more and to be on the webinar. So again, check out quantumcollective.world. More of Britt Edwards' webinar and also his class series that he's going to be offering as well, which we're super excited to be part of. So check us out. Britt, Star Brother, have a blessed night, and we'll see you on the webinar.
Of course. Honored.
Blessings. Peace.